Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Sunday, everyone. I am excited that you took the time to be with me this evening. And as you notice from our topic there, we'll be talking about the benefits of vulnerability. So I'm very excited about this topic. And as always, you know, when I do a segment, it's mainly for me because I can't be doing it for others. I have to do it for myself. And this is a topic that is so dear to my heart. And later on, you're going to find out why. In the meantime, I want to remind you to join me on Twitter. And yeah, guess what? I'm now on Instagram. You can connect with me there at Daphne Clark Hudson. Someone called me today and said, I noticed you post something on Instagram, but I couldn't find you because they were looking for the regular dynamic Daphne. I'm Daphne Clark Hudson on Instagram. So I'm having fun with that, and I'm looking to continue to learn more about that. So before I go into all the housekeepings, I just want to, as I promised, play you the theme song.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, again, I encourage you to call up your friends and family members and ask them to join us here on the air. I also want to encourage you to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. Call in and let me know, what's your take on vulnerability? How do you personally feel about it? Is it benefiting you, and so on and so forth? So give me a call up, 646-915-8166. I want to remind you that our cruise is scheduled for the 14th of June 2014. We are going to Europe. Our port of call would be Barcelona. And you can get more information by calling 203-539-0094 or 203-818 3174 and speak with the cruise consultant, Mrs. Olinda Begg. There's a payment plan that she has gotten for us, and I want you to call her there, and she will tell you all about the payment plan and tell you how you can sign up for that and take advantage of it. It started off that you could use a year to pay for it, and some months has gone. I think we have up until February to finish to pay for it. So give her a call. She'll get the information out to you, and so you can take advantage of the payment plan. The cruise is to benefit the breakfast feeding program for my nonprofit, the Empowering People Foundation, and the breakfast feeding program will be set up at the Carmel Moravian School in Jamaica, West Indies. That is my former school. So again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Now, as I mentioned briefly in my opening remarks, today we are talking about the advantage of vulnerability. And if you are like me, you're probably saying, uh-oh, time you hear that word, because you look at it as vulnerability is what I oftentimes refer to as an open book when it comes to your life, whether it is personally or professionally. But at the same token, I am one that also advocates and teaches that we need to operate authentically. And the question I am posing to you, do you think that anyone, you, myself, or anyone else, can we truly be vulnerable? Can we be authentic without being vulnerable? So that's the one question I'm putting out there for you, and I encourage you to call me and let's have a discussion on that. I will confirm and agree with you that vulnerability is scary. However, as I ponder this topic and look into getting into this conversation, I started to look on my life personally as a model and ask myself, have I always been vulnerable? Am I vulnerable now? And yes, as I look back and assess, there were times when I was not vulnerable, and because of that, it has held me back in areas that I could avoid being held back in. I think the main power of our authenticity has to be vulnerability. Vulnerability is the core, the heart, and the center. Meaningful human experience. We as coaches, speakers, teachers, healers are very dependent on our vulnerability. And you probably say, why? Because the only way our clients and customers will benefit from our service or buy into our stories is because we are vulnerable and allow them to connect with us from the core, from our souls. You know, if you are someone that knows Lisa Nichols, you look at Lisa and you listen to Lisa and you said, this woman is vulnerable. She puts herself on the line for her customers and clients. And because of that reason, we all benefit from her message that she puts out there. So what's your take? Have you been very vulnerable? I was listening to, what's her name now? Brown. Brené Brown, I think her name is. And she defines vulnerability as uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. She went on to say, think about the vulnerability it takes to love someone. And this someone can be our parents, our spouse, our siblings. You know, and the list goes on, you know, close friends. And especially love. Love is filled with uncertainties and risk. You know, we go out there and we give our all. The person that we live and give, we love and give our all to, it's quite possible that they don't love us back. You know, you hear about people who are in monogamous relationships. And yet, one of the spouse might be, and yet the other is not. So, calls for vulnerability. What do we do then? A lot of times, when we find out that the people that we are vulnerable with, they have been in our lives for extremely long time, and we ask, what do we do now? How can we sever this relationship or ties? And if you look at intimate relationships, people who are married, they're couples. And a lot of times, if you talk to these people, you'll find out that these divorces and separations came about because people were not vulnerable in the relationship. People had their guards up and they weren't open to their partners. They weren't open to their family members. Their guard was continually up and people had to be asking, I wonder what's going on. And when people begin to wonder what's going on, that's the time when they are going to be saying, I need out of here. I am out because I don't know what is happening. The bottom line is vulnerability is hard, but we can make it even harder because we are the inadequate assumption in these relationships or situations, whether they are professional or personal. Oftentimes, people see vulnerability as weakness. The funny thing about vulnerability is that we love when others are open and honest with us. But when it comes time for us to share, we sort of freak out. We become panicky. Suddenly, our vulnerability becomes, in our opinion, a sign of weakness. And I know personally, I have been there. And I lock up. And I know personally for me, part of the reason that I always use for not being vulnerable or for not exposing my vulnerability is because I feel deep down in my heart that people are going to be gossiping about what was happening to me or what they learned about me. And I'm sure I am not the only person there. No, I mean, nobody wants to be vulnerable to someone who is a gossip and a blabbermouth. So because of that, we walk around with a facade up, and we are not opening and we are not exposing selves. So instead of learning from that vulnerability and getting the exposure and the understanding, we block all of those things out. One of the things that Brown said during that conversation, she describes vulnerability as the core of all emotions. To feel is to be vulnerable, she says. So when we consider vulnerability to be a weakness, we consider feeling one's emotion to be so, to be weak. But being vulnerable connects us to others. It opens us up to love, joy, creativity, and empathy. I can personally tell you that that has been it for me. When I do open up to a few people, I say, wow, what a rewarding feeling it is. And then I ask myself the question, what would happen if I was not, what if I wasn't screening how I expose my vulnerability? Would I be getting greater advantages? And you are probably asking yourself the same question. What if? What if, what if, whatever your question is. The other thing is that when we look at what makes up vulnerability, we quickly start to see the opposite of weak. The various responses we receive after asking ourselves the question, what is vulnerability? If we ask a million people, we would be getting a million different answers. So now I want you to answer the question, what is vulnerability for you? And jot it down. And if you feel like calling to share that, I welcome your call. Again, you can call 646-915-8166. What is vulnerability for you? And you can number them or put alphabet next to each one. But I want you to start to create a list for yourself. Vulnerability can be starting a new relationship. Vulnerability can be stepping out and from your job, starting your own business part-time. Becoming an entrepreneur can be vulnerability. Going out there to do, what you call it, the hot air balloons, the parachute, zip line. Last year, I did zip lining for the very first time. Talking about vulnerable, being on that little wire in the forest, going from one point to another, dangling on the air, talking about vulnerability. I remember when I had my five miscarriages and becoming pregnant again, that was a state of vulnerability for me. But thankful for that vulnerability, right now, I'm the mother of a handsome son. Had I not been vulnerable to that next time, I would not be able to say I'm a mother today. There are some people in this world who have never experienced vulnerability. Say that, you know something, I'm just not going there. I don't want any part of it. I don't want it for me. I don't want it for my family. I am just not having it. Actually, everyone does vulnerability. Life itself is vulnerable. You know, unless we are going to be living in a cocoon, life is vulnerable. Every time we step outside our front door, life is vulnerable. Being vulnerable isn't the choice we have. It's not a choice that we have to make. Rather, it is the choice how we respond when things, elements of life come into surrounding, you know. Uncertainty, risk, and emotion are exposures that you and I face every day. Many of us respond by avoiding vulnerability, but when we do, we typically turn to behaviors that don't align with who we want to be. For instance, one of the ways we shield ourselves from vulnerability is something called foreboding joy. Things are going well in our life. We have felt the pangs of horror that sometime bad will happen. You know, something is happening now, wonderful. We're supposed to be joyful about it. And the next thing we'll say is that, this is not going to last, you know. Oh, no, I know. And instead of enjoying that moment of happiness, we start looking around for that thing that is going to happen. We look for it. And as you and I know, and if you are a follower and a supporter of this show, you know that I teach about the things we co-create in our lives and the things that we give our energies to are the things that will happen to us. So can you imagine if we focus on the advantages that our vulnerability can bring us, we would be open more, because we oftentimes spend a lot of time, and when I say we, I'm talking about we as entrepreneurs and speakers and teachers and all of that. Today I was speaking with a colleague of mine this morning, and we're talking about the career coaching. And one of the things I was pointing out to my colleague is that everybody is popping up nowadays and saying they are a coach. Yet, when you talk to somebody and you talk about coaching and you ask, well, what kind of a coach are you? What do you coach in? Oh, I am a coach. And I said, you know, coaches are a dime a dozen. So when people are going to look about hiring a coach, make sure you have the right questions that you ask. And I know from personal experience that the people that I coach are people who I have been vulnerable to. It's not just my qualification that attracted them to me. However, it has been my story that they come on board and said, well, if you can get yourself out of X, Y, and Z, I know you can do it for me as well. Other people look on it as vulnerability means spilling all of your secrets. And these are just myths that people have out there that they create to avoid themselves from really taking advantages of vulnerability. Some of us automatically blank at vulnerability because we assume that being vulnerable means wearing our secrets on our foreheads. We assume that being vulnerable means spilling our heart out to strangers. And really and truly, that is not true. That is only a myth. Vulnerability, instead, embraces boundaries and trust. Vulnerability is about sharing our feelings and our experiences with people who have earned the right to hear them. You have heard me say before, not to feed pigs on your china or your crystal. And I know for me, I've learned years ago that I only share my personal story with people who can benefit from it. When I share my stories, I'm not looking for sympathy. I am looking for people to be inspired and connect. Being vulnerable, whether it is personal or professional, takes courage. You need fortitude to be vulnerable. The bottom line in my experiences is that it is worth it, and I'll keep doing it over and over and over again. It is worth every minute of it. In order to be my authentic, dynamic self, I got to be vulnerable. A lot of times I will speak at events, and when it comes to the time for question and answer, and people will not ask any question, however, the line is always extremely long, and this person can say, thank you, thank you, thank you. You have lifted some weight off of my shoulder, because I would never think of sharing such intimate details. I would not think about sharing that I've been homeless. I wouldn't think about sharing about miscarriages, divorces, and all of those things. And whatever your list may look like, your list might not be the same thing as mine. However, it is your story. And if you are going out there to make a difference in people's lives, they want to know what gives you the right to be speaking to them. And a lot of times people think that it's your degree or qualification. But honestly, that does not give you the right. Your qualification does not give you the right to be talking to those people. The bottom line is people can always discredit your qualification. They can discredit your testimony. The one thing people cannot discredit is your experience. I'm going to repeat that again because I think there's somebody out there that needs to hear this. People will be able to disqualify or discredit your qualifications. People will even disqualify and discredit your testimony. However, people are not able to disqualify your or discredit your experience. And when you become vulnerable, that's what you're doing. You are exposing to them your experience in certain areas. there is a lady, I think her name is Susan Evans, and she has her program that she turned around, I think is in 3 years, that she used to be a secretary on Broadway in New York City. And one, she added up her bills, her credit card bills, and I think her story is that it would take her, I think, 30 plus years working the job she was working to pay off the credit, the current amounts that were on her credit cards. And that's not including the other bills that she would incur. And I listened to her speak, and I said, wow. And she added, she said, on top of that, I'm gay. And I'm fat, she says. And I said, wow, talk about being vulnerable. Talk about being vulnerable. There is no way anyone could discredit her for being gay. That's her experience. Being fat is her experience, and even if other people are being fat, they are not in her body. So they don't know what her experience is. So she went out there, and she has transformed the way that women are doing business, and she is impacting the world. And when I started following her on social media and listening to her webinars and events, I'm so thankful that I was smart enough to connect with her, because she was the one that I looked at and I said, if she can be vulnerable, I have no reason why I cannot be. And she says jokingly, and she laughs, she said, honestly and truly, there are millions in our mess. There are million in our messes. And that is so true. We got to put ourselves out there, and that means that there will be far greater risk of getting hurt. However, we are always going to be learning a valuable lesson, putting ourselves out there and becoming vulnerable. So again, I want to encourage you to call 646-915-8166. And I forgot to say thank you at the beginning of the show. For a few weeks now, you heard me mention that we were close to 100,000 listenership. Well, I'm not close anymore. We have surpassed the 100,000 listenership on here. And I'm working on getting back some of the past guests so that we can celebrate on a call. Hopefully I can get some of them this Wednesday. So I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for your support in helping us to reach the 100 plus thousand mark on listenership. Again, I honor you. I thank you for supporting me over these past 4 years.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right. So I know there are a lot of us that have our products and services out there, and this is an opportunity to copyright our property so we can protect them. So give them a call at that number. She's a fabulous, fabulous attorney. You have heard her on the show here many times. And I just want for you to call her so you can get your stuff in order. So give them a call and tell them that you heard about them on the A New Day show. All right. So let us continue here with our topic on vulnerability. So I just spoke about three of the common myths that people will use to prevent being vulnerable and exposing themselves. The first myth was vulnerability. Oftentimes we tend to look at it as a weakness. Some of us will even go out on the limb to say, I've never used or experienced vulnerability. And the other myth that we come up against is that vulnerability means spilling our guts or, you know, wearing our secrets on our forehead. And everybody is going to know our business. So now that we have... discussed all of those, now let us get into, we have 52 minutes remaining. Let us get into discussing some of the important points about vulnerability. All right? So... again, I had the question out there for you. How would you define vulnerability? I want you to call in 646-915-8166. So let's talk about some of the advantages of being vulnerable. I want to share an article from Patricia Morgan, and her topic is falling apart. And she writes, many years ago, my therapist, Ken Martin, said something to me like, you feel ashamed that you are in this state. You believe you are less mentally and emotionally harder than most people. Don't you? I nodded. A tear-filled affirmative. He explained that my pain was available for release, to be healed and integrated into a stronger whole and stronger me. And I'm trying to find the rest of her her thing here. And I know that there is a there is a there is a, I forget where I wrote her name. There's a Patricia in all of us. There's a Patricia Morgan in each and every one of us. She continues, she said, since then, I've observed the same dynamic of being stronger in the broken places. When I interview women for my book, and her book is called From Woe to Woe, W-O-E to W-O-W, How Resilient Women Succeed at Work. Many of them describe the humiliation of feeling vulnerable because they picked themselves up and got on with their day, week, but most importantly, their lives. Wow. People who look like they are falling apart are the most resilient. Don't I know that for sure? They haven't developed layers of defense around their emotional and mental state. They are the honest, they are in honest, collapsed with themselves. They often are in the process of getting up and cooperating with an uplifting form of support group, therapist, or friend. They go from getting uplifted, and finally to up. They often come out of the well of vulnerability, wiser, stronger, and more compassionate. In a surprisingly upbeat TED talk she gives, and she too mentioned about Brené Brown, she said, the only people who don't experience shame have no capacity for human empathy or connection. No one wants to talk about it, and the less you talk about it is the more you have it. What underpinned this shame is, I'm not good enough, which we all know that feeling. I'm not blank enough. You can fill in your blank. I am not thin enough, rich enough, beautiful enough, smart enough, promoted enough. The thing that underpinned this was excavating vulnerability. This idea of its order for connection to happen, we have to allow ourselves to be seen, and I mean really seen. Brown goes on to explain that although vulnerability is the source of shame and pain, it is also the source of creativity, love, and belonging. Those who run from moments of feeling vulnerable often, one, become numb. They use addictions of medicating themselves or use other distracting behaviors to escape their feelings. The problem with burying one feeling is it affects them all, including joy and happiness. Number two, they are controlled, come rigid, regardless of influences or power to change on others or a situation. Number three, blame. They try to dissipate their pain by fault finding. And number four, they pretend everything is fine and that we and what we say and do does not affect others. Brown encouraged us to courageously embrace vulnerability and ourselves. She wants us to believe that what triggers vulnerability also makes us beautiful. A, have a strong sense of connection and belonging. B, believe they are worthy. C, allow themselves to be vulnerable, to be seen, warts, faults, and all. She concludes her TED Talk by telling us, come more comfortable with feeling and acting authentically vulnerable by letting others be really, by letting ourselves be really seen. By practicing gratitude. And by believing that we are enough. Isn't that the truth? That is the truth, all right? If you are just joining me, we have 42 minutes remaining. You can call on 646-915-8166. And again, I'm waiting to hear from you. What does vulnerability mean to you? Call and share your list with us. You're actually calling to share it with me, but you're sharing it with the rest of the 100,000+ people that will eventually listen in. So don't be bashful. Call in. I know that there's a lot of you who are listening on your telephone, but call in 646-915-8166. Call in and share. What does vulnerability mean to you? I found I know that with the internet the way it is here, we not only personally becomes vulnerable to things, but so does our businesses. So this segment is actually twofold. And I have a research I found here from Top Hatch and Sagnidra Singh is the preparer of this article here. And it is top five benefits of vulnerability assessment. And while we need to identify networks against security attacks, and this part of vulnerability is dealing with our business, it is well known often firms are unclear as to the range of benefits that vulnerability assessment offer. Many companies mistakenly invest all their security resources on complex firewalls, intrusion detection systems, and antivirus software while failing to analyze what specific threats they are vulnerable to. And
AMD Law Group is an international law practice.
I'm sorry about that. I just touched my thing again. And the author says, regardless of the size of our enterprise. It is a network. If a network exists, it can be the target of a malicious attack. Vulnerability assessment provides a comprehensive review of the entire network, pinpointing specific areas that need fortification against security attacks. There are five top benefits of vulnerability assessment. I am going to do those. And I tell you, I took my computer to Staples the other day to do what they said, they can give you a complimentary assessment. And I was surprised with everything the guy was telling me that my computer needed. And I guess this is what I'm going to be sharing here are some of the reasons why we need to keep intact a lot of these things to make sure we are really not caught from the blind side. All right? One, identify weaknesses within the security system. Vulnerability assessments are designed to be proactive, identifying potential areas of exploitation within networks and systems before the attack can occur. Number two, prioritize resource allocation. A comprehensive vulnerability assessment will identify all the issues within the system. This allows users to develop a list of priorities related to the system vulnerabilities, allocating resources to the most important areas. This is particularly important to small and minority businesses, which are often at greater risk of attack by a hacker who is less likely to be detected by a small company virus versus a large company, multinational corporation, or government. Number three, regular system checks. Vulnerability assessments regularly conducted to provide ongoing analysis of the network, minimizing the chances of a system security breach. This discourages hackers as they will be unable to really spot any weaknesses with the system. I tell you something, I know this. When I found this article the other day after I took my computer down to Staples, it was honestly and truly an awakening for me. And I decided that I wanted to do this segment and to include this in it and share it with my listeners, because when we go there, it's like I remember going to PPT with my son when he was in school. And a lot of times the psychologists and the teachers and everybody will speak over the parents' head, and you leave there more confused than when you went. And I see this vulnerability accessibility assessment as giving us, arming us with the right tools that we can go into these with the right questions. Number three, regular system checks. Vulnerability assessments regularly conducted to provide ongoing analysis on the network, minimizing the chance of a system security breach. This discourages hackers as they will be unable to really spot any weakness within the system. Number four, face with expanding threats. As threats to networks continue to become more sophisticated, it is vital to keep ahead of any would-be attackers with advanced vulnerability assessment by a managed service provider who keeps abreast of potential threats. And number five, apply with most regularity regulations, including PCI's HIPPA, HITECH, NERC, CIP, and FIEC firms, we require to conduct and document regular vulnerability tests as part of an overall vulnerability assessment protocol. No compliance can be, non-compliance can be costly. Conducting regular system scans eliminate the need to respond to minor requirements, changes on an ad hoc basis. Today's systems attacks are more complex than ever before, with international hackers, corporate espionage, and disgruntled ex-employees posing a very real threat to company in all industries. So the bottom line here, I know what I got from this article, then why I decided to share it with you, was that we are not too small of a business to, we're not too small of a business to share in these problems. So I hope you will take that into consideration. All right? So we are continuing. We have 30 minutes remaining, and I still encourage you to call in 646-915-8166. Vulnerability management program has unexpected benefits. We started establishing our threat and vulnerability management program in 2010. We knew where we were heading. Although driven primarily to satisfy and regulate requirements, this was something we had been talking about for a long time, as many security practices, scanning over 80,000 IP addresses across a flat network as a big undertaking. While we knew we would be getting reams of data back from the scans, we underestimated the compelling story the data would tell. And this is an article from Brian Wisniewski. The first year saw the program mature from a set of scans with output to a program defined by processes, specifications, and reporting, not just for existing device, but also for the new devices that are part of normal growth. An application here a copper firewall there, requiring a scan before being implemented into production to ensure they are deployed in a secured manner. Now, in the second year of the program, we are starting to perform further analysis on the data we are getting back from our scans. It is a lot of data, but we are starting to pull out nuggets we hadn't expected when we created the vulnerability management program. One of the most important parts of any security program is patching. Most organizations spend a lot ensuring the server infrastructure is patched in a timely manner. Desktop OS patches also set a lot of attention, as do the most common desktop applications. What doesn't get a lot of attention from the patching perspective are all the other applications that make up your business users' requirements. Example, Adobe products, Java, developers' tools, productivity tools, and may or may not be centrally supported. TMV program is starting to fill this gap. The scan reports tell us not only about OS problems, but also about problems with installed applications on the desktop server's infrastructure. These reports, when represented, not only get all the auxiliary applications patched, but also assist in getting the complete application picture, including the overall patch management processes. We now have a full view of the additional software users on their machines, which gives us a clearer picture of the threat profile of the system on the network. This here, I tell you, it's good stuff, because as small business owners, we honestly and truly are living by grace, because we are not really paying all the attention to our computer. You know, most of us have one computer, and we are really not servicing it the way that we are to. Led the creation of the Threat and Vulnerability Management Program at Rogers Communication. He is responsible for Threat of Vulnerability Management Program, which encompasses roughly 7,500 interval IP addresses and 2,000 external IP addresses. Instrumental is the creation of security standards and policy at Rogers, contributing to a vastly improved security posture for the corporate network. Lead the security vendor management process for information security officer at Rogers. As part of the TMV program, TVM program, we do a monthly mapping exercise to keep track of all of what we are scanning. It's amazing to see the numbers change monthly, month to month. It is also interested to compare the number of devices on the network with the number of supported devices that are in our company's asset database. When we started the program, we knew we would be contributing to the asset database simply because we would be getting a very clear picture of what should be there. What we did not expect was having a large number of rogue systems for which we would find no owner, and in some cases, no one acknowledged the existence of that device. Wow, that is scary. Very, very scary. Some of these unknowns are consumer devices like iPhones, iPads, Androids, and Blackberries. But some are business computer devices, servers, workstations, or network devices, switches, home routers with Wi-Fi and people, but on the network to make their jobs easy. It's nice to see people try to be more efficient, but it makes our job more difficult. A lot of these rogue devices are not properly patched, do not have basic security software, and are not properly hardened against attacks, which could turn them into launch pads for malicious attack. We can't change the way people think overnight, but by having the data reported on regularly with the scans, the risk posed by these devices can now be rated and dealt with as appropriate. It is one thing to know you have these devices, but quite another to see them and to have the risk identify and qualify. Another beneficial offshoot of the TMV program is identifying problems with the asset database. While every attempt is made to keep the database up to date, things get missed. Updates don't happen due to job changes, and often errors are made. The TVM program cannot fix these errors, but again, it does a good job of identifying errors in the data, such as incorrect IP address, location of owner identification, and in some instances, had provided update information for the database. This is a harder problem than it appears, because the TMV program depends on the asset database for a lot of the information regarding to whom to send the report. Without that owner information, scanning, patching, and asset lifecycle management will eventually come to a screening halt. So we try to be proactive in making sure the database is updated properly. So that was just some insight about vulnerability for our computers and our businesses. I hope this has given you a little insight where you are going to go in, find somebody to check your computer and to help you to make some improvement there. I was talking to a friend of mine in New Jersey on Friday, And she said she just bought a new computer, and she went home Friday evening, and she couldn't even get her computer to turn on. And I thought about some of the things I was reading in this research, and that's the reason why I decided I wanted to share this information with you. So we can go there. We don't need to be a big corporation to treat our proper way so that it can serve us. All right? So that was for our networks and our systems and all of that. So let's go back now to personal vulnerability and some of the advantage that we can get out of it. And I can only tell you from my personal experience, and it is for you to go there and inquire and search. And a lot of times, just look on the inside of you. When I decided to move the top, if you may, off of my vulnerability and to expose it, was after I did my self-assessment and I asked myself the question, why should people hire me to be their coach? Why should people hire me to be their coach? What qualifies me to be in their lives? How will they connect? What is the inspiration? So, why me? Why should I be their coach? What qualifies me to be serving them? How will they connect with me? And what inspires me? What inspires them to my story? You know? The other question I ask is why? Why would they think that my service adds value to them? We all have a fee for our services. And I've found out you don't really need to be the cheapest deal in town to hire you. Instead of focusing on having the cheapest price, I have found out that when I can honestly answer these questions here, people are going to want to do business with me, because I know that nobody will ever forget how I made them feel. They are always, always, always going to remember how I treated them, how I made them feel. And when I do an intake to find out whether I'm qualified to serve a client, these are the questions that I look on to see. Can I honestly do all of these things for that person? When I share my story with the person, a lot of times people just go around and they just like talk. It's like throwing fertilizer in a bunch of cement bricks. There's no soil there. It needs a little humus to get to plant a seed, because you can't plant any seed in rocks. You got to put some soil in there. Right? It's either going to be growing in soil or in water. And it's the same thing with vulnerability. When you're going to share your story, be sure you are not just sharing your story among bricks. There got to be some soil there. The soil and the water is what is going to be the nutrient to your story. People want to know, wow, I'm not alone. And I have found out that by sharing my story and becoming vulnerable to the people I want to make a difference with in their lives, it has allowed us to connect. It connects us, and people get some courage in that and knowing, wow, I'm really and truly not alone. There are so many people out there, right here, somebody I can talk to, see, touch, and feel, went through the same thing. Because a lot of times people will read things in books or they are watching television and she hear that story, and it is so far off for them. And they look and they say, oh no, that can never happen to me. But when they know that you're a local person to them, you're somebody they connect with, speak to on the phone, they heard you say it to them in their ears, they realize, oh no, it's not just for media hype. It's not pumped up. This person is real. It happened to them and they can turn their life around. And what is more inspiring is that they accept the fact that you are willing to hold their hands and to help them to get the result that they deserve. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there is no other powerful time than that when you know that somebody can take you by the hand and guide you and mentor you to help you over the rough patches. Can oftentimes hear them saying, wow, I never know that I would be able to do X, Y, Z. Because all along, there was no one in their corner, no one who told them that they too could accomplish things. No one told them that that was only a section of their journey. I know for me what vulnerability does for me. It helps me to share my journey of empowerment and resiliency with the rest of the world. I have not always been willing to share it, but all I can say is I am so thankful when I started sharing it and when I started to become vulnerable. I encourage each and every one of you who are listening, whether you're listening live or you're catching it on the archive, step out. Make that first step. 2014 is coming up, and I do not want for you to hold yourselves back any longer. In order for you to be a best-selling author, in order for you to be sharing the platforms across the world, in order for you to be the inspiration in that woman's life, in that young woman's life, in that man's life, in that young boy's life, you must be vulnerable. Yes, it is scary, but you just take it one step at a time. One step at a time. And as always, don't be afraid to call here and share your experience with us. If you have not yet done so, I ask you to please connect with me on social media. I'm also on Instagram now. I am Daphne Clark Hudson on Instagram. So connect with me there. I just went on yesterday, so I think I had three things that I share so far. And I promise that I'll keep it up. And when I go to the conference in the DR next week, I will be keeping you closely to me so you see what is going on with me while I am there. So again, I am just so honored to have shared this conversation with you. And also look into the portion about your networks and your computers. Don't wait until your computer crash before you go to get an assessment to make sure everything is intact. Because just as how we are vulnerable to all these different things, so is our computer and our other technologies that we need. I encourage you to follow me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, Facebook Daphne Clark Hudson, LinkedIn Daphne Clark Hudson, Daphne Clark Hudson on Instagram. And I have a year-end special that is coming up. I'm working on it now. And I'm only going to be running it for this last quarter of the year. So just stay tuned. If you are not yet on my mailing list, I want you to go to my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. Fill out my mailing list there so that you can be on my mailing list. So when I launch this program that I'm going to be doing a special for all female business owners. But I tell you, all my men supporters, whatever I'm going to be sharing, it's really not gender specific. So you can also take advantage of it too, because you will benefit from that. I just say my female business owners because that is my special niche. Again, thank you all for helping me to reach 100,000 listenership. And I want to remind you, I'm still looking for a co-host. I'm looking for a co-host. I'm looking also for a producer for this show. If you are in the Danbury, Newtown, Bethel, Brookfield areas, or Madison, New York, I'm looking for some volunteers for the A New Day TV show we tape in Danbury, Connecticut. You get 12 hours of training. You get training on how to produce, editing, cameras, lights, everything. You get the training for, and you get a certificate. And what that means, you can add that knowledge to your resume, and it helps you to become marketable. And you get the training, and you can be part of my amazing team there at Comcast. So message me here on the radio show or on Facebook, or you can send me an email at dynamicdaphne12@att.net. dynamicdaphne12@att.net. And that is if you want to be trained to be a be on the team, be on the crew for my TV taping. And if you want to apply to be a producer / co-host, or it can be two different people on this A New Day broadcast, which is a global show. So wherever you are, you just need to have Skype on a computer, and we will be able to connect with that. So let me hear from you. I need your help and I need your support. I know there is some talented young people out there that can really assist me in getting the other 300,000 listeners that we want. I'm setting a goal for myself to grow, to do the quantum leap in this next year. So I need your help. I need your support in getting this done. So again, I thank you. Go out there, make that decision that I will now become vulnerable, because I know that this is what will take my business to the next level. If you are in Connecticut or any of those other states that are cold now, keep warm and keep healthy. The amazing thing is that I love you and there's absolutely nothing that you can do about it. Go out there, become vulnerable, and you're going to find out that this is the first step towards your transformation. Remember that you were born for a destiny. You have greatness inside of you. You will not be able to manifest that greatness until you make the decision to become vulnerable. See you on Wednesday. God bless and I love you.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you. For showing me, hallelujah, and directing me, speak to it, my destiny, come on, you declare it to the Lord, thank you, Jesus, I speak purpose tonight, hallelujah, you will open that business, and direct it, hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for.